Gently turning your attention toward your own presence. Gentle focus. I say gentle because it's not about blocking out any other types of experiences. It's just your mind, your buddhi. Just pay more attention to your own presence. Let your body and mind relax in your presence. And notice that your presence, the Atman, your innermost being, this conscious being that you are, is really the self of the buddhi, the self of the inner friend. So when we say invoke the presence of that inner friend, we are really invoking the presence of your own being with the voice of the buddhi. Think of the buddhi as that part of the mind, or that capacity of the mind to gain knowledge, to have certainty, to have clarity, and the part of the mind that can come into relationship with the manas, the fluctuating mind, the emotional mind. So the buddhi is in a sense closest to the self, just figuratively speaking. It is capable, that part of the mind that is capable of objectifying its own being and the self, which is its truth. And your buddhi can objectify the emotional mind, fluctuating mind, the thought flow, which we call the manas. So in invoking the inner friend, I really am turning my attention gently toward my own presence, my own being. The buddhi is the one who's turning that attention. And then, abiding in myself, the buddhi speaks for me. It's speaking for me, as opposed to speaking for and from an overwhelming emotion, or speaking for and from anger, agitation, suffering, depression. Sometimes the buddhi being overwhelmed by these emotions speaks for them. But now, letting the body and mind relax, the buddhi gently focusing on my own being. We'll be witnessing my experiences from the standpoint of myself. When we say, invoke that inner friend, you're actually invoking your own presence, the buddhi, gently focused on me. And responding to my environment internally and externally from the standpoint of my own being. Letting the body and mind relax in the presence of this inner friend. Let the buddhi turn its attention toward my own being. Atma, myself, and now be yourself. You always are yourself. You don't really need to be yourself because you are yourself. But the buddhi because the beginning is ignorance, habitual ignorance, self-ignorance. It can place the I, the ahankara. It can place the I on itself and not on me. So let the buddhi, the ahankara, the I thought, I say be yourself, instead of the sense of I being projected onto the buddhi. Let it land on you, your being. That's what I mean when I say be yourself. There's a little subtle shift on the part of the buddhi. Which first is focusing on me gently. And then it allows me to be me. The ahankara resolves into the aham. The I that I am as the atma, as the conscious being which is myself. A very subtle shift on the part of the buddhi. It gives up the I, letting it belong to its adhishtana, to its very, the truth of itself, which is me. Body and mind relax. Be yourself. The buddhi. Focus on your own being. Let the buddhi focus on me. Buddhi focused on me, just being myself. Notice that you are formless, a sharira. From your standpoint, just this me, the ultimate subject that can no longer be objectified. notice that in order to have form, you need to objectify the body, or you need to objectify a thought or an emotion. The eye has to land on the body, the objectified body, or it has to land on your thoughts or feelings. But if I'm just being myself, me, there's no form. There's no doing or doer. There is no knower. There is only my self-evident presence as consciousness, as conscious being. But I am not a knower. I am self-evident, self-shining, conscious being. Me. I could say I'm self-evident, self-shining. Me. I. Agitation of any kind going on in the mind, just completely welcome it. Whatever experiences, completely welcome them with an attitude, it's fine, you can be with me. I have no, there's nothing in me to push you away. Just allow them to be. Feel the buddhi relaxing as it accepts all experiences, it continues to relax. And notice yourself again, the formless nature, the changeless nature of your presence. Your eyes should be gently closed with no creases or wrinkles. The eyelids are completely relaxed, gently touching the lids, the lower lids. Your mouth also and tongue are relaxed. Let yourself imagine, say, a beautiful tree. The beautiful tree come to mind. Now go back and forth from the knownness of the tree when you imagine a tree. The tree is known. Focus on your own presence. Your own presence is also known. You say, your being is self-evident. It is known because it is consciousness, not because there's a knower. It is self-evident. Just notice that your being is known. It is self-evident. And when you think of the tree, The tree is new. The tree is not self-evident. It requires a vritti, a thought modification in the mind, your memory or your imagination. But notice that when you imagine a tree, the tree is known. But it's not self-evident, because when I'm not imagining the tree is no longer known. Go back to my own presence. I am the knownness. I am known. Not by knower, but because I am consciousness. When I imagine the tree, notice that the tree is known. But the knownness is the nature of consciousness. I am known. Being self-evident consciousness. I imagine the tree. The self-evident consciousness now is the knownness, gives its knownness to the tree. Focus on your own presence. Notice that you are known, but you are not a knower. You are known, but not through any function whatsoever. You are known because your nature is consciousness, which is the experience of knownness. When you imagine the tree, the knownness remains exactly the same. Tree imagination being nitya. Now enjoys the knownness of the self. Enjoys the knownness of consciousness. The known enjoys the knownness, which is consciousness. But the consciousness, which is me, is neither knower or known. I simply am. I just be. Bringing the mind back to your own being, this me. Make sure when you think of my being, it's not intellectual or abstract. You're just being with yourself, with me. This me is the conscious being. So to understand what conscious being is, you need to focus on this innermost subject, which is my own self experience as me. Keep bringing your mind gently back to being with me.